Well, Dick, every year we talk about how long it's been since Pat Fletcher won the Canadian Open in 1954 and how we've been missing a Canadian ever since. But listen, the crowd reaction to Dustin Johnson winning, it was almost as if we finally ended that drought.
Yeah, it's funny how we're quick to adopt any Canadian if there's any possible link. So the fact that, given his in-law relations, so to speak, with the great one, yeah, we're pretty quick to bring Dustin Johnson in the fold. And the fact that he won it, I really love the fact that he put that RCMP Mountie hat on. That was pretty good. But so, yeah, we had a good showing by a number of Canadians. It was a very successful RBC Canadian Open. And I think we can put the back end of this calendar date behind us after so many years. And moving forward, I think the way Golf Canada is moving is making some wonderful progress. And I think it was a very popular win. It was a very successful RBC Canadian Open.
You know, I just came out of the press conference with Dustin Johnson, and there's a guy, and I wouldn't have said this a few years ago, but here's a guy who seems very comfortable in his skin these days.
Yeah.
You know, he just seems to be so relaxed, and, you know, I look at the fact that, number one, he missed the cut last week at Carnoustie. No big deal, you know, knew he had to do some putting, knew he had to get his head focused again. No big deal, and he did it.
Yeah, he is a very unusual professional in the way, and extremely talented in two specific ways. First of all, his physical ability, where he can absolutely dominate a golf course, and we watched it this week. We watched it today. But perhaps more importantly, he's gifted with this ability to stay present, and right. We only can look back where he started this at the highest level when he lost the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay with a three-putt.
Right.
And the way he handled it, and you know, success in life that we all try and deal with as best as possible is how you react to these situations. And when he lost that U.S. Open, everyone around him, including, you know, Wayne Gretzky, was really thinking this was a negative thing. And
right.
He had to remind everyone, hey, it's just golf, and you know, he does that very naturally. He naturally stays in the present moment. He doesn't have to work on it like the rest of us.
Right.
And that gift is just tremendous. So, like last week, if he misses the cut in the Open Championship, he just lets it go.
Yeah.
And that is such a good gift for this game of golf and life. And I think it's terrific to watch him. And you're right, Hutch. I think he's very comfortable, and I think he's even getting more comfortable in it as we watch him evolve. So we got a very special, professional golfer on our hands in the game of golf, and it's a wonderful thing.
Well, it's kind of interesting that you mentioned, you know, the missed putt that he had at the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay, and the following year he won it, and you know, he had something hanging over his head, you know, from the possibility of a penalty being called on him at the end, you know, where he had that penalty called on him on the 12th hole. And he, again, you know, just over those final holes, nothing seemed to faze him.
Well, that, you know, it starts at Chambers Bay. The following year he gets that penalty, and he's able to, you know, that was really a cusp of his direction. You know, most people, I think, would have folded, and they would have gotten bothered and built on that, you know, situation and made it worse. He let it go, and he was able to stay in the present moment, in this moment, with every shot coming down, and particularly that drive on the 18th hole and knocking it in there on his second shot as close as he did was so telling on what's going on in his mind. And, you know, he continues to do this, whether he succeeds or whether he stumbles, he's able to let it go and move on, and you know, he's going to close in a lot more tournaments, and obviously he's probably very much on his way to a Hall of Fame career, and it's wonderful to see. It's a wonderful model of success that we all should learn from.
Yeah, and you know, and again, about how we can get out of trouble. I mean, you know, for years, Dustin Johnson was known for, You know, the snafu at the PGA Championship, you know, with the waste bunker thing that,
right.
you know, allowed Martin Kaymer to win. And, you know, as you brought up, the U.S. Open where he missed the putt. And, you know, that was what we remembered Dustin Johnson for. But it's a whole totally different ballgame now.
Yeah, and I think this model of what he's doing, there's so many situations where he's reacted to in such a positive way. And, you know, for those young players that are out there trying to model themselves after success,
right.
this mindset that he has is such a gift. And that's where really, you know, performance is. It's in the mind.
Right.
And his mental approach is the model of, it's the complete model of success. And, you know, quite ironically, Gretzky was that way, too. He was...
Sure.
He was able to stay in the moment when other people weren't able to stay in the moment, and they lost their stuff. They lost their cool.
Sure.
And and that's really the gift that really is allows the talent to come out, and he's able to calm down and let his ability speak for itself. And we, you know, today in the final round of the RBC Canadian Open was a testament to his physical ability, testament to his mental ability, and we watched it unfold, and it was just beautiful to watch.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, the main story was Dustin Johnson, but let's look at those Canadians that you mentioned earlier. Hey, Mackenzie Hughes had a great tournament.
He really did. He really did, you know, and he's been showing form for the past 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
Really coming again from a real bad situation. He was... you know, in that 200th or, you know, place on over the year and in the FedEx Cup points.
Sure.
And, you know, and we watched him do this a couple of years ago in the Web.com Tour around this time where
right.
he was able to kind of gear down, I suppose, or get his nose to the grindstone, whatever cliche you want to talk
sure.
About. And he's able to perform. And so... again, this pattern showing up with Mackenzie, he really performed well, and he could have had a couple more birdies in the last couple of holes. He birdied 17 and missed yeah. the opportunity on birdie on 16 and 18. So he left a few out there.
Yeah.
But we know that he wasn't burdened with the fact of possibly losing his job for next year.
Sure.
But nonetheless, it really eats at him, or any golfer, by not performing the way
yeah.
you know you can.
And actually, he did mention that to me. I talked to him afterwards. And he said in particular he missed the last couple of par fives.
Right. And so hats off to him. He's moving in the right direction. And, you know, this year he's had to deal with, you know, is really his second year on the PGA Tour. He's
right.
married, got a kid, all, you know, a new building, his family. All these things
sure.
are you know, take, you know, a part of the importance of life that are more important than golf.
Right.
And golf's going. He's got to find how he's going to manage all this stuff. So, terrific learning experience for him. It's great that he's playing well, and he's got a couple more tournaments to finish the year off with. And
yeah.
Who knows where the ceiling is with yeah. Mackenzie? I think it's terrific the way he responded.
Well, right now he's at 152nd on the FedEx Cup list. Of course, he has to get into the top 125 to get into the playoffs. But let's look at someone else here, Dick. You know, Ryan Yip from Calgary. Tied for 22nd, 12 under there. I mean, Mac finished at 15 under. 12 under for Ryan Yip, and for a while there, looked like he was going to challenge for the low Canadian as well.
Yeah, very good on Ryan Yip. He's been out on the web.com tour for a few years. He's had some very good tournaments out there. And so he comes into a PGA Tour event, our national championship, and comes in somewhat anonymous, and
right.
Good on him for being able to take advantage of it. I think it's going to really give him a boost on his belief system, and hopefully he can get into the end of the year finals with the web.com tour and be inspired by his play this week
right.
and get his PGA Tour card for next year, because what you don't want to do, you don't want to get stuck floundering around on the web.com tour year after year after
sure.
year after year
sure.
and not make that step. But if he can get himself onto the PGA Tour next year, I think
yeah.
we can watch him slingshot as well.
At various times, I mean, we saw some good performances, good rounds anyway, out of, you know, guys like Roger Sloan, out of Nick Taylor, out of Ben Silverman, David Hearn started off so strongly. The guy who really stands out in my mind as well, You know, I mean, those are the pros. Chris Chrysoligo for Richmond, BC. You know him well. What a tournament he had. I mean, you know, he was very calm, very collected for a guy playing his first PGA Tour event, making the cut. But not just making the cut, playing like he wanted to win it. He finished at 9-under.
Yeah. I saw Chrysoligo. He's a member of Marine Drive Golf Club, my home club in Vancouver. And he's had some great success as an amateur, and wonderful for Golf Canada to get him in a spot in the RBC Canadian Open. And, you know, he's kind of like Jared Dutoit a couple of years ago.
Sure.
Young, talented guy. He's, his first PGA Tour event. You're completely inspired. You're seeing people like, Dustin Johnson and Graham McDowell and all these tour stars. So, you know, he gets excited, and it's wonderful that he's, you know, freed up to play well.
Yeah.
So he can take away from this that he absolutely can play at the top level. So wonderful experience, and it's something that he can build on, and his team can build on. I think he's probably going to be turning pro. Well, who knows? I don't know, but maybe shortly. But it's going to be great testament to his future that what he did this past week at Glen Abbey.
Well, I know I did ask him that specific question about turning pro, and he basically said he's got no immediate plans. Now we all know, you and I both know that. That can change pretty quickly. So, but I think he basically wants to get over the summer anyway. I know he's got he just won the BC Amateur, as you know. Got the Canadian Am coming up, and he's got the US Amateur as well. So I think he probably wants to get past that, and then he'll, you know.
And that's the right call. He needs to just stay again, get into, you know, this moment where he's at.
Yeah.
Enjoy the success that he had at Glen Abbey, move on to the Canadian Amateur on Vancouver Island. In a couple of weeks, play the U.S. Amateur. Who knows what can happen then?
Sure.
But I think it's just setting the table for him and his belief system. And I think, Derek Ingram's doing a very good job with him. I think he was on the bag with him this week.
Yes.
So, you know, you look at Chrysoligo, and, you know, he's got this feeling of that the world is out there to be taken.
Sure.
And it's a lovely feeling, and I think he's another Canadian that we can look forward to seeing how they're going to move forward in professional golf.
It strikes me as a very well-spoken, very intelligent kid as well. So I think he's probably got that mental fortitude that we talked about earlier.
He is. He's a very polite kid. He's a very humble kid, you know, a lot like McKenzie and the rest
That's
of David Hearn.
Right.
All the guys are very good young people, and it's important to be, you know, a good person first, because it has a way of flowing into your golf and making you a better golfer. But he does have those fundamentals, and he's well, he's well brought up by all the folks at Marine Drive Golf Club, and he's helped them out a lot, and he's inspired by all the past great players at Marine Drive, like Doug Roxborough. So, you know, there's a lot of goodness that's coming from Chris Chrysoligo.
Gentleman Doug Roxborough.
That's right.
Great guy. So. Just a fabulous try. I know you were out for a couple of days. Your opinion?
I thought it was great. It was good to get back to Glen Abbey. I haven't been in Toronto for a lot of years.
Right.
And I remember, you know, flying in last week on Monday and arriving in Toronto at 5:30 and getting that taste of the 401. And, oh, my God. But it kind of brought things back. And I remember when I left Thursday morning from Oakville to get to the airport, it only took 2 hours.
You got it on a good day then.
That's right. So, you know, it's great to get back. It was like a reunion.
Yeah.
It's great that Golf Canada is really stepping up on this Canadian Golf Hall of Fame Day on Tuesday. It was great to see Trevino. It was great to see a lot of guys, a lot of people, a lot of gals that are a part of the group. And like I said, it was a reunion. And I think everyone loved it.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun at that. So, yeah, it was good to see you as always. And but we'll be in touch. I'm sure DJ is going to keep us busy, and so are these Canadians from some of their performances today. So we'll be in touch, sir.
Okay, Hutch, thanks. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Thanks, Oak.
Thanks so much.